Hi, this is Paul Sackett. It's Good News Broadcast. I'm speaking to Debbie Einstadt-Mandel. Hi, how are you?
Hi, Paul.
Actually, Eisenstadt. And then you have a picture of some Eisenstadts here. Atuna Goldman, who are these? Samuel Abraham Eisenstadt. Are they related to you?
Oh, yes, they are. These are my parents, and they're Holocaust survivors. And I wrote this book to honor them. My dad has passed away, but my mother's still around, and it's a tribute to my spiritual legacy.
Alrighty, that's very, very good of you. You're a good daughter.
Well, I don't know how good.
Well, I imagine, you know, for you to put your two parents, the picture of them, it's a great picture, too. Usually the ones that says they're not so good are really good. But you wrote a book here called Turn On Your Inner Light, Fitness for Body, Mind, and Soul. And you have the foreword by Bernie Siegel, M.D. Bernie's a wonderful man. And actually, how'd you get Bernie to do this?
Simply because I asked.
That's a good reason.
And he said, I like what you have to say. And he wrote this foreword. And I think that's a testimony to how real he is as a person, not knowing me at all.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, that's great, because we've interviewed him quite a few times, because he always has wonderful, he said his prescription pad says, instead of all these RX things, says just, I think, love, tenderness, and kindness is what he puts on his prescription pad for curing yourself. And I think it's sort of similar to your thinking, too, right?
Yes, I believe in great positivism and humor.
Mm-hmm.
And I know Bernie's a funny guy, too.
Mm-hmm.
And I think because my parents really were at the backdrop of this, I was a child of Holocaust survivors. I knew from an early age what's important and how to appreciate the little things
mm-hmm.
that we forget about. And it's that kind of joy that I grew up with as a duality to where they came from.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, you're a married mother of three children and a dog. You
mm-hmm.
live in New York, and you're finding the joy in life.
Yes, and that's hard to do given the imminent war and the high alert that we live with. I think what works for me is to cultivate inner peace when the world is in this kind of warlike situation.
So unfortunately, we've seen us human beings not to be able to live in a total peaceful situation any time since the caveman times. How do we get closer to inner peace?
Well, there are many things to do. We have to live in balance. So being mind-body means I have to eat right, I have to drink plenty of water, I have to get my sleep, I have to exercise to circulate endorphins.
Mm-hmm.
And once I get my physical house in order, then I can work on having positive thinking. You know, I wonder why all the time I think about this, why happiness isn't enduring, but people are more prone to negativity. And sometimes we allow that to become part of our life, and it becomes okay. So I think we have to work every day at being affirmative and positive.
So some people say that the negativism is more sexy. It has more to do. There's more going on with negativism. I mean, we just do good news here, so it's like, put me out of business. No.
No, it's not. Everybody's going to turn to it now.
You know, we're focusing on the positive energies that us human beings have, and such as what you're doing here.
The world is ready for you, Paul.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you look at the cover of Time magazine. People want to know how to be happy and how to have good news.
And you also look there, and there was duct tape on the this week's.
I'm going to the free. I'm focusing on the positive. I admit no negativity into my life. You know?
I do the same. I'm very positive-minded. I mean, I think world news or world not such good news or what we call as beat-up news. It
mm-hmm.
beats you up because these are unrealistic to the, I think, the extent of what humanity is. In other words, the amount of people fighting each other is minimal compared to the amount of people on the earth.
What a wonderful point. And if we can each put back some kindness into the world, pay it forward, so to speak. I think we generate happiness. When I do something kind, I feel better about myself. I feel like I'm being my true self. Mm-hmm. And that's a vision for me that I can attain in little steps. Do something kind and loving every day.
Now, you're a personal trainer. What's a personal, certified personal trainer? What do you do that way?
Well, that's about having people physically work on themselves. And I don't mean for narcissistic purposes. Mm-hmm. I mean to be the best that you can be and to have the physical work with the spiritual. Lift weights, lift your spirits. I'm in the moment, I'm focusing, and I'm de-stressing because I can't think about anything else but what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that makes sense.
And it's very healthy for you.
Now, I love your book. It's a very positive book. It's my kind of book because I think you can read any chapter at any time and go to another chapter. You can read this book inside out. I sometimes read like a Jewish. I go from one side to the other, from the back to the front. Mm-hmm. I like to be able to do that. So in essence, there's sort of different thoughts here because you have like under here training here to be conscious for the. I don't have the time, and I hate to exercise first. There's a lot of those out there, aren't there?
Yes,
including myself. What do we do? Let's start with that one, because that seems to be a real concern, or that's very important, right? If you're not healthy physically, you're in trouble.
Yes, because it's our house. It's the house that supports our spirit. And what I mean to say in that chapter is if I'm too busy to exercise because I'm rushing from activity to activity or taking care of so many people, I've let myself fall. I have grown so distracted that I don't want to confront myself anymore. And the first thing I let go is exercise. But that's what I need to do to maintain a healthy heart, prevent osteoporosis, oxygenate my brain, be flexible, right? Mm-hmm. Everything I do in life depends on that. Prevent type 2 diabetes or at least lessen its sting. Mm-hmm. So I need to clean out the clutter of my existence and really, really make time for me. And it doesn't have to be a one-hour stint. I mean, that's the big complaint, isn't it? Mm-hmm. But if you have 10 minutes here and 10 minutes there, it adds up and it's just as effective.
A lot of people, I think it is just getting, I mean, if they belong to a club, it's that, at least this one is one for me. My club used to be like right near my house, mm-hmm. and then it closed down and they moved it to 20, 30 blocks away. You would think it was like in San Francisco or something. So just the ease of that. So instead of like, keeping up as well as I was doing previously, I don't go as often. And I haven't switched to do it here in the home, too, right?
Right.
You don't have to go to a health club, right?
No. In fact, in the book, I give you many exercises that you could do at home, even waiting online in the supermarket. Mm-hmm. You could do leg lifts while you're in the supermarket, calf raises. You could be subtle, hold a magazine. Nobody will know you're doing it. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot you could do with the resistance of your own body. Mm-hmm. So it's a wonderful thing. If you're going somewhere, use the stairs. These are the old tried and true. Park your car far from your destination, a little further away, and walk. But we need to honor our body. Housework, by the way, is a great exercise. And you know what I find funny is they're just writing about this like they discovered America. Housework is that. I mean, soon we'll have a vacuum cleaner in a gym for people to use.
Interesting. This is important also because for insomnia. So insomnia means that someone is what?
It's having trouble getting to sleep or staying asleep. Many people wake up in the middle of the night. Mm-hmm. And this is due to, on one level, stress. It wakes you up. Mm-hmm. And it's personal worries and so forth. And we have to, make an effort sometimes at getting to sleep. One of the quickest cure-alls is try to stay awake. Forget about falling asleep. Go to the duality, the flip side. Make a point. Yeah, I give you
important.
The unusual.
I need this. So what does this mean?
I'm going to force myself to stay awake. I bet you'll be asleep.
All right. I'm going to try that tonight because I haven't been sleeping as well as I would like to be sleeping. And you know what? The night, this is very interesting you're saying this, because there was one night like a couple weeks ago, and I stayed out very late. And I haven't done that for a long time. I slept like a rock that day.
You see?
All right.
And also certain foods that we eat sometimes impact if you're going to have the obvious offender is caffeine or nicotine or sugar. But certain foods like tomatoes will keep you up, spinach, you know, and certain foods will help you get to sleep like yogurt or a cracker at night. You know, the warm glass of milk is good, a banana.
Uh-huh.
So you have to pay attention to what you're eating, and that could be individual as to what's keeping you up. You want the bedroom a little cooler, you know, so your body temperature goes lower and you could sleep better. You want the nightshades down on the window, not to let the light in prematurely. Sometimes meditation before bedtime is great. It just relaxes you.
You know, you've incorporated, I'll have to say, since I interview so many people that write books, you've incorporated a heck of a lot of all these writers into this one book in with your thoughts. So you must be an avid either reader or observer for many, many inner space kinds of things.
How kind of you to say so.
It's very true.
Yes, I have been a teacher for many years. In fact, I lecture mind-body workshops at Brooklyn College, and I have been reading and studying, and I listen to people. I learn a lot at my workshops, and it's about constantly growing and walking the walk yourself.
Okay, what is this to shut up? What does this one mean?
Well, sometimes...
These are all chapters in the book. The name of the book, Turn on Your Inner Light, Fitness for Body, Mind, and Soul. Debbie Mandel, what does that to shut up mean?
Well, I think that was written from personal investigation. What I think it really says to people is that we need to listen more to others, that sometimes we like to browbeat people to submission with our words. Sometimes we use big words like multisyllabic terms or flourishes of language. And I found when people do that, myself included, we want to hide behind something. We don't really understand it. So I think life is about simplifying and listening more.
Interesting. Very good. It reminds me, my wife has always given me this Austin Powers thing, like, zip it. And, you know, the zipping it is, I had a buddy, she kicked me under the table. We introduced somebody, and he eventually married this person, confirmed bachelor at 50 years old. And I was talking, and she kicked me under the table. I stopped talking, and the couple started talking like, you know, they were old friends for a zillion years. So sometimes, I guess... becoming a little bit more aware that someone else doesn't have a chance to speak out is a good thing.
Yes, and it's like count your words and make them count. You become more thoughtful.
Okay, very interesting. Now, there's lots of good chapters in here, very for romance, for vulnerable, to be intimate, for the bedroom, for trauma in the garden. Okay. For the years of gold. That's nice. What is for the years of gold?
Well, it's about facing where we're going, and for those of us who take care of elderly parents, what to expect socially, how people view seniors. After all, it's changing now. Seniors have a greater quality of life potential, and how seniors can feel more empowered and not allow themselves to be trivialized, which I think is very important, to have greater sensitivity, and also to learn from seniors that when you get up the ladder of life, how life tastes sweeter, more intense, because we see from a greater panorama, a greater height of what has been happening. Seniors have great wisdom, and we need to listen.
A lot of good things here for divorce also, and that's unfortunately a big, or fortunately, depends how it all ends up and is, a big part of our 50% part of our country and I don't know the rest of the world, but quite a amount of people, and that's always a way to how to deal with that. And you delve into that. You delve into a lot of kinds of things. And you actually delved into creating this book yourself, too, right? I mean, you self-published it?
Yes. I decided to do that because I wanted to keep its integrity. And it was a very hard climb. And getting into the literary marketplace is like getting your fingers raw climbing up a mountain. But it's about persistence and faith in yourself. And not experiencing doubt when you think you believe in it passionately.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to really walk the walk, hollow myself inside out to do this book. And so the book and what I do have to have integrity. I can't just write things that I haven't experienced spiritually and physically. And doing it is a wonderful journey because there's so many possibilities. Paul, if I can't get in the front door and I can't get in the back door, I can cut a hole in the roof and come down with a rope. Like in Mission Impossible.
Well, you've accomplished your task. And every two were one, then surely we.
Oh, that's Anne Bradstreet, right? That's
yes.
Isn't that loving?
Very loving.
Written by a woman in the 1600s, a Puritan.
Really?
Yes, when women were not supposed to write. And I thought that that would be something beautiful to say, inspirational in terms of her own autobiography. She had 10 children and took care of a house and find time. She found the time to write in the middle of the night.
But she wasn't supposed to write.
No. We're never supposed to do that.
Well, it's a wonderful book. Turn on your inner light, fitness for body, mind, and soul. So now where can somebody get the book?
Well, people can get it on Amazon.com, all the .coms. Requested at a bookstore. It's available. And also, if you want an autographed copy, they can buy it on my website directly, which is turnonyourinnerlight.com.
Great. We'll link over to that. Great. Well, congratulations to you in doing one of the things that were important to you to make happen. And a lot of people are going to benefit from it because it's a very well done book and a lot of important thoughts. So congratulations, Debbie, and thank you for taking some time to speak with us here.
Thank you so much. It's been a delight, and I hope I can make people smile.
Okay. Thank